It's a Tuesday, which means it's a Tom Jones Tuesday. And of course, Jonesy will join me for the boys basketball broadcast tonight. Tom, a good afternoon. And how you enjoying this weather? Holy cow.
I just went over to walk my dog for a little bit. A little slushy around the driveway and the water coming down the gutters. And that's kind of nice. I like it. So.
Yeah, I've already made my plans for after my shift between the game. I'm going to go for a run around Fountain Lake. And then have some of Jake's Pizza before the game tonight.
Man. How can you go wrong?
No, it's going to be and then it should be a good game tonight. Albert Lee and a Rochester John Marshall. It was only an 8-point game the last time around. So hopefully Jonesy will see a good one at the high school tonight.
Well, I hope so. The word I got on the Century game the other night that the Tiger boys had played really well. It was a 2-point game late in the first half. And they end up, I think, getting beat by about 20, but a very competitive game. And hopefully we'll get that again here tonight. Family night should be a big crowd.
So when they say family night, is there anything extra special they're doing for that? Do you know offhand?
You know, I really don't. I know that after each, like the B-Squad game, the parents are getting introduced after the JV game.
Oh,
parents.
Okay. Awesome.
So something like that. And I know that my son... I think he actually bought his sister's poster from family night last week with the girls, so he didn't have to do one, and took it to school to hang up. So all the kids had posters they had to make to hang up on the one end of the gym, too. And not sure if there's anything else, if they're doing any raffles or anything.
No, I was just curious.
So
get the family out to the high school tonight if you can't get out there. All the action right here on Kate. Anna Jonesy, again, I'm looking at you. Make sure the B-Squad game goes faster. We need to tip off before 8 o'clock. I don't know what you can do, but see what you can do.
You know what? The whole story there is we've been going 14-minute halves, and then when we played Otana a couple weeks ago, they're like, well, it should be 16. And so when we went to do the half the other night there, and Coach Harrison Kett said, hey, we got to go 16. And so it ended up being that we ran a little bit late, and there were some fouls and stuff. So. We'll keep the whistle. We'll leave the whistle at home tonight when I head out there, and hopefully we'll be on time for our broadcast.
You know, going back to that Thursday night game against Faribault, I mean, we ended up losing by 21 at the end, but it was the first half. I mean, we were down by 18 at halftime. I wish we could play Faribault or could play Faribault one more time because I think we're pretty even with them.
Yeah, I think so, too. We just got out to way too deep of a hole early on, and first 5-6 minutes, and then we just had to play catch up the whole night. We made a little run. Teeter hit a couple threes there in the second half and cut the lead down, but then we just couldn't get over the hump at that point. I think we actually talked about that too, that we needed a couple stops to be able to make it under a 10-point game, but didn't get those stops and ended up losing that game. Talk about another exciting game was that girls game the other night on the buzzer beater by Annika Veldman. I think I texted you on that one, and that was the Tigers fell down I think it was 21-5 maybe in the first half, and it wasn't looking real good. And we came back and went back and forth, and ended up the Tigers got the ball with like about 15 seconds, if I remember right, and got a shot off. The shot was pretty much an air ball, but it landed right in Annika's hands on the right side of the basket. And just a put back, and buzzer sounded, and the coach from the opponent was out on the floor saying that was after the buzzer, but there's absolutely – no way it was after the buzzer. There was about a half second left on the clock. So
was that the two-point win against Century? Was that on Saturday?
That's correct. Yes, that's correct. Yep.
And second of all, there's no such thing as an air ball if somebody grabs it and scores it. That's an assist. You put that down as a dime, right?
That's the book, absolutely. Yep. But that was an exciting win for the Tigers. Annika Veldman had a really good game, one of the best games I've seen her play her senior season, and she was scoring some points. Nevaeh Wachholz, the freshman, I thought played very well. They did a good job of keeping Taya intact. Didn't get a lot of points. Her shot wasn't quite as on as I think she'd probably like it to. She had three or four wide open threes, and normally she doesn't miss those, but they were rattling in and out. But, you know, that's where you have other kids on the teams pick up the slack. And Jordan Juvelin, too, I saw her make a couple beautiful power moves down in the lower block, which I thought was very exciting to see, too. So good things out of the Tigers the other night against Century.
Tom Jones Tuesday here on Kate Radio. The girls basketball team is winning a couple in a row, a win against Faribault, and Jonesy talking about the 2-point win against Century. Lou Ring, is it Morgan Lou Ring?
Morgan,
has she still been out? I know she's been fighting through injuries.
Now.
Oh, she's back. See, that's huge.
Yep, she's
that's
back.
Huge.
And she's got a little bit of a, I noticed just a little bit of a hop still in her leg. But yeah, nice to have her back in the lineup with ball handling skills out there and getting that ball moved around on their offense. And Lindsay Bijak, one of the seniors, too, I thought she played very, very well off the bench, gave him some good minutes.
Because I really think in their back-to-back games against Owatonna, and Owatonna's a very good team, when you ask your scorers to have to handle the ball and they can't come off of picks or they can't, you know, fly out to the corner because they're handling the ball because their point guard is out, I think if they had a Morgan in those games, I think it would have been different against Owatonna.
No doubt. And we, you know, like I said, we got to see her a little bit in the century, actually quite a bit in the century game, and you could see how much more ball movement we had out there with her in the ball game. But it was a very... If I could say that was a great team win, that would be the way to describe that century game.
Tom Jones with us on a Tom Jones Tuesday. And let's switch topics because we only get to talk about this every couple of years. How much Olympic coverage have you been watching?
Actually, quite a bit. My wife absolutely loves the Winter Olympics. And we went from watching it on our big TV in our kitchen to our TV in our bedroom last night. And she loves the skating. I love the hockey. Excuse me. I did not hear, Aaron. Maybe you can help us out. How did the women do against Canada in hockey?
We lost 4-2. 4-2.
Oh, well, too bad. I know they were. It's a time delay of I don't know how many hours, but they were getting ready to play that last night, and I was going to stay up and watch it, but pretty tired from weekend of officiating. But I like the skating. I like the hockey. I love the downhill skiing and the luge and anything that's fast like that. It's just what I'm just loving it.
What is the official sport, and I could look it up too, where they ski and then they shoot and they ski some more and they shoot. You know what the official name of that is?
I should.
You know what I'm talking about, right? You know what I'm talking about.
Oh, sure. Yeah. It's something with Apollon on
it.
It
is. That's right.
Yeah.
I'll have to look it up.
I can't remember.
You know, I remember the first time I saw it, and I'm thinking, I'm like going, how is this a sport? But after reading more about it, it's all about, you know, you're tired. You're cross-country skiing, and then you have to slow down your breathing to be able to hit a shot. So there's a lot to it besides just skiing and shooting. It's about going really, really fast and then slowing down and making sure you have the accuracy to hit your targets, which I think is pretty cool.
Yeah, I was right. Biathlon.
Biathlon, okay.
Okay. Combination of cross-country skiing and shooting has featured at the Winter Olympics in its current form since 1960. So,
oh, wow.
Yeah. Yeah, it's not one I would probably want to be training for. I don't think it would be very fun, but the people that do it are pretty amazing. I just read, too, today that Minnesota has more athletes than any team, any of the delegation states represented on the Team USA. So, of course, you've got hockey boys and girls, and you've got a lot of these skiers, too, I think, that are coming out of Minnesota. So that's kind of a nice thing for our state to be able to say.
Now, Jonesy, I haven't seen the skeleton as of yet. I've seen some lugeing, and I've talked about this on the air. Those people that do that, there's such a lack of fear that I don't even know how you do that. I mean, the skeleton people, they go down head first, which is crazy. The luge people have, like, nothing to protect them besides this sled. I mean, I like watching that because you want to talk about having no fear. You have to have absolutely no fear to be a luger or a skeleton racer.
Oh, man, those guys, when you watch them, guys and gals do that, that's just crazy, the way they go so fast and take those corners. And I can remember as a kid, we were trying to make a luge run in our backyard and just putting little corners here and there. But, that's what I think makes the Olympics so great. And China's doing a great job. It's amazing when you see some of the scenery there, too. I was watching the downhill jumps where they flip around off the off the ramp, and just see the background. You didn't realize it all, the beauty of China like that, and it's pretty impressive.
Tom Jones Tuesday here on KATE 222 at AM 1450. So the Olympics got about, is it a week and a half left? They go 2 or 3 weeks, I guess.
I think they go a little over 2 weeks, if I remember right, yeah.
And the men's hockey, they have not started anything yet. That's usually on the second half, right?
Yeah, I think so, yeah. Women's have just got started, men's will be next.
So the Olympics, again, we'll keep you up to date right here on KATE. Jonesy, I was talking about this the last hour, and D'Angelo Russell, switching topics again, of the Minnesota Timberwolves, was he was talking about, I think it was Patrick Beverley's energy And he said, thanks to a Patrick Beverly, he's helping our quiet, and I can't use the word, fans at Target Center, saying that Target Center fans are not making enough noise. And now D'Angelo Russell tweeted out today that he would like the fans to stand and not sit down until the Timberwolves score their first bucket. My question for you, do you think it's right for athletes to go after the fans and accuse them of not being into the game enough or not being loud enough into the game? My explanation last hour was, yes, some fans like to get into it. Some like to sit and watch. If you pay a lot of money to watch a sporting event and you don't want to cheer, you know what? That's okay with me. I mean, it costs a lot to go watch these guys play basketball.
Yeah, no doubt. You know, Aaron, it's kind of funny when you say that. And I'm going to go back to the early 90s when I went to a lot of Timberwolves games with the Dress family in Everly, had some really good tickets courtside. And I used to say that your courtside people were your wine and cheesers from West Minnetonka. And those are the ones that are not going to get up and probably cheer too loud. And I don't know how much the upper deck is getting filled. Last I checked, upper deck tickets started about $50 a game. So I haven't been to a Wolves game in quite a few years. But, yeah, I mean, we're the fans that are paying their salary, I guess, as well as like TV revenue, things like that. But if they want to say you guys need to be a little bit louder, let's be a little bit louder. I guess I don't really have a big problem with that. And for many years, our Timberwolves fans have been longing for a good team, and we finally have a very good team, and I think we need to really appreciate that and really, yep, really cheer them on when you go to games. I like that Josh. Is it Josh McDaniels, too? I mean,
yes. Jaden McDaniels.
First-round pick, Caden. Second first-round pick I think we had a year ago, and been watching his athleticism. They put out a Facebook video of him I watched yesterday. It was just amazing. Going back to hockey here, Aaron, looks like the first preliminary game is tomorrow at 2:40 a.m., so we'll set our alarms to watch that.
No.
Like it's Republic of China and Switzerland are playing, and then 7:10 a.m. tomorrow, the Czech Republic and Denmark. So, yeah, hockey's going to be cranking up this week, so we'll look forward to seeing that.
Going back to the Timberwolves, my last comment on that is that you need to establish a winning team year after year after year. You just have to, and we haven't had that. Now, I was at game 82 a few years ago when Jimmy Butler was with us, and we had to beat Denver to go to the playoffs, and the place was crazy. I mean, it was loud. So D'Angelo Russell, hang in there. Once we get deeper into March and April and it's about playoff positioning, I'm sure the Target Center fans will respond. And if they get to the playoffs or the postseason, it'll be a rocking place. I have all the faith in the world in T-Wolves fans.
And I think, too, you've got a very, very good Wild team down the railroad tracks in St. Paul. And a lot of people are spending some, you know, big money to go to Wild games, too. And it's been so long since, you said it, it's been so long since we've had a great competitive team. I think the fans are still kind of like, is this for real? And all of a sudden you're looking at, what are we, 2 or 3 games over 500 at midseason and have a chance to make a playoff run that we haven't had for a while. So it's very exciting to be a Timberwolves fan right now, no doubt.
Tom Jones, Sunny Tom Jones, Tuesday at 2:26. Of course, we'll talk more with Jonesy during our broadcast tonight, 7:15, your pregame tip-off at the high school at 7:30. Tigers and Rockets tonight right here on KATE. Jonesy, thank you so much for the time, and I'll see you tonight.